I find great comfort in the fact that there really is no such thing as a typical coming-of-age story in the United States. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick is here with two new novels about growing up within and without the immigrant communities that make us who we are. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. From the first sentence, The Other Americans by Pulitzer Prize finalist Leila Lalami grabs the reader with its directness and urgency. My father was killed on a spring night 4 years ago while I sat in the corner booth of a new bistro in Oakland, begins young classical music composer Nora Garawi. Her father was an immigrant Moroccan restaurateur, Dries Garawi, and he was the victim of a hit-and-run driver right outside his diner. Knowing what she knows about the racism of her hometown, she cannot accept that his death was accidental. In short chapters that accumulate like episodes of a true crime podcast, a tightening circle of characters shares their perspectives. Jeremy Garecki, a boy who grew up with Nora in their small town in the Mojave Desert and now, after his service in Iraq, works as a cop. Next comes Efrain Aceves, an illegal worker with a family who witnessed the accident riding home on his bike, but was afraid to get involved because of the police. Also contributing are the voices of Nora's mother, Mariam, unhappy since she and her husband fled Casablanca in 1981, her sister Salma, a successful dentist in practice with her husband, the cop on the case, Erica Coleman, relatively new to this insular town, the man who runs the bowling alley next door, and his son, and, quite wonderfully, the dead man himself. One of the reasons the novel recalls an audio podcast is because each of these voices is so clear. But as their testimonies accumulate, much more develops than just the solution to the mystery, which is basically overshadowed by the novel's other accomplishments. Just as much as it is a mystery, it's a social novel about race and class, it's a love story, and it is an immigrant family drama. And while the ending of a book like this can fail in many ways, Lalami avoids all of them. She answers most, but not all, of the questions in the reader's mind, and quietly delivers a hopeful response to the terrible divisions, prejudices, and misunderstandings that fuel her plot. "All we needed to do," she writes, "was keep talking." Oksana Behave is the debut novel of Maria Kuznetsova, giving a scandalous and funny take on coming of age in an immigrant family. Each of the 11 chapters that whoosh Oksana Konnikova from age 7 to the brink of motherhood casually introduces some drastic change in her circumstances, a move, a death, a birth. But what never changes is her predilection for trouble, which she gets from her sexy bohemian grandmother. Oksana's story begins in her last moments in the Ukraine as a young girl, and over the next two decades traverses the U.S. from Florida to Ohio, East Coast to the West. Known as the little idiot to her family, including her gentle, brilliant father, her anxious mother, and that wild grandma, Oksana continually earns her nickname. In middle school, she attempts to blackmail the principal. In high school, she has an illicit relationship with her track coach. In college, she sleeps around and takes drugs. Still, she's heading for love, marriage, and pregnancy, and a return trip to the motherland, to which her lusty grandma has already returned. The only thing you can count on from Oksana is this: she definitely will not behave.
The books are The Other Americans by Leila Lalami and Oksana Behave by Maria Kuznetsova. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.
And we hope to see you next week at the Weekly Reader Book Club. The next selection is The Friend by Sigrid Nunez.